Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, 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 it's Ibram,
Laura, Rosenberg.
We are here kicking off the week.
That's right. You know how we do, man. We come with games and prizes and all this good stuff to start off your week. And right now, let me see what we got here. We have an opportunity to win a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. Ooh, I want this prize. All right, if you guys want to play a game of Law Never Loses, we need two contestants. Get to the phones right now, 800-223-9797. Oh, that's that new Kehlani. This is Vibes. What is this called, Shawnee?
It's called Alter.
Alter. I like this.
When I put everything I love at stake, bro.
Murray. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Happy Monday, everyone. Man, does the great weather continue or what? Looks like it, man. 78 the high in the tri-state area today.
Okay.
Crystal clear. Chances of rain, a little rain tomorrow, but the rest of the week is still looking beautiful. We get down, yo, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we barely get to the 70s. Like, it's fall, y'all.
Oh, no, it's fall.
It's fall.
I mean, we're pushing y'all. October 1st, so.
That's what I'm saying. It's fall, y'all. How was your weekend there, beautiful Laura Stiles? How was mommy-dom?
It was good. It was good. We just hung out, you know, with the fam bam. Baby Kay is trying to walk. She's trying
to. Yeah, I've seen her moving around.
So now all she wants me to do is hold her by one hand while she walks around and picking up things and
that's
putting them places.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, my back hurts.
From kneeling, from bending over to hold her hand.
Yeah. It is good, man. She's
dope.
Yo,
you got to do some extra ab exercises to keep your back together,
Oh, my gosh. But she's dope, man. She's dope. Growing and being amazing.
So let me ask you something, because this, you know, a lot of parents go through this where, you know, when you have a kid that small, and really when you have a kid, period, up until they're like a teenager, you feel this obligation to have weekend plans. Like, you feel like we got to do something. Like, who's doing what? We need a play date. We got to have some stuff on the schedule. Do you guys have that, or are you guys cool doing nothing?
No, I mean, I'm like yesterday, I did nothing. I mean, I went out to the park. I took her to the park, but it was just chill.
Just to go outside.
But I need plans for myself, for my sanity. I got to get out the house, but I have to take her with me. You know what I mean?
Right,
I want to be with her outside. It's really important for me to do regular, everyday things with her.
Mm.
So I need to plan something out. I need to do something with the baby.
I'm the same way still with Issa. Where I'm looking for, like, all right, what are we going to do Saturday? You know what I'm saying? We got to do something. Even though already Saturday morning she has soccer and she has tennis on Saturday morning, an hour of each. And then the rest of the day, I'm like, all right, what are we going to do? But in the back of my mind, I'm like, we already did something. We got to do more. Can't we just read a book? Can we just play Uno?
Just chill.
Like, isn't that what used to happen when I was a kid? Like, nobody had plans. I would just, my mom would be like, all right. It's Saturday, so?
Exactly. It's the day off.
Like, what do you mean? You just go play.
And she should be tired from those activities.
She ain't. She's 7.
Bro, they got so much energy.
She is not tired from a little kicking the ball around and hitting the ball back and forth. Because it's not like in those things they're doing, like, heavy drills. It's not like practice.
If we did that, we'd be wiped out. We'd be like, all right, we're done for the day.
Bruh, I'm wiped out from driving.
Facts.
Tired.
And they're looking at you like, what's next?
Yo, I took Issa over there to the Global Citizen, though. So we did that. That's what we did Saturday afternoon, evening. So she could check, because I had a contact at Global Citizen. I was like, yo, because they don't tell you who's coming on when at Global Citizen. You get your ticket. You go on out there, and you just out there. I was real pissed, though. Even though I would have made the same joke. They had Dikembe Mutombo on stage talking about what's going on in Congo and Africa, and I heard some little white kid behind me go, yo, is that Cookie Monster? I spun around. gave the illest mean look, but I was like, yo, that's kind of a funny joke, though. But still, you ain't supposed to. You as global citizen, y'all supposed to be out here being positive, supporting impoverished nations. Dumbass kid, shut up.
Damn. Oh,
dumbass kid.
But no, anyway, no, Global City was dope, but I caught the schedule, went out there, caught Burna Boy.
Oh, nice.
I caught Lizzo.
Dope.
Billy Porter sang We Are the World with some kids, and Long Long, this Chinese pianist who's amazing, with an orchestra, and I caught Shawn Mendes.
Oh, wow.
That Shawn Mendes guy's talented. I ain't listen to his music. He's in all them songs.
Oh, yeah. The kids love Shawn Mendes.
Oh, wow.
What? Shawn Mendes was up there rocking.
Oh, so Issa had a good time.
Yeah, she had a good time at the Global Citizen. And shout to the security over at Global Citizen. They were real nice, let us in. You know what I'm saying? We hung out in a nice area so we didn't have to be packed up with a bunch of people. It was real cool. Shout to the people who put Global Citizen together. And shout to Lizzo. Lizzo made it a point while she was on that stage to shout out and put those suburban white kids that packed that Central Park onto Seneca Village, which Global Citizen, wow, every year, y'all are standing on land that used to belong to black folks that they evicted and bulldozed their houses and their land and took their land from them, didn't compensate them, over there at Central Park. And a lot of people don't know about Seneca Village.
No.
And Lizzo made a point like, yo, we talking about, you know, uplifting people and taking care of people worldwide. I need y'all to know about the black people who lost their land right where you're standing right now.
Wow.
What was the reaction?
Silence. Look, because Global Citizen, let's keep it a buck. It ain't a lot of us out there.
No, it's not.
It is not a lot of black folks out there. It's not a lot of Hispanic, Latino folks out there. None of that. Well, it's all white.
Yeah, a lot of it is like the invitations are like corporations that have donated to charities. So it's all of the like employees, CEOs, and their families and their kids. It's a lot of that. It's a lot of that.
But, you know, Lizzo was up there doing her thing and she rapped. So I want to make sure that people know she putting on, man.
Global Citizens is televised?
It was live everywhere. It was on.
It was?
Yeah, it was on a lot of
it's live
outlets.
I know, because they definitely film it, but I was like,
was it vaccinated only?
Vaccinated only.
Okay.
You had to have a vaccine to get in.
Got you. Okay.
But it was on Apple Music. It was on YouTube. I don't know if it was on TV like NBC or something, but I feel like it was.
Okay.
And it was in multiple cities. So they had it going. It was going on in New York, but then LA had shows going on. They had like Stevie Wonder and a bunch of people in LA. New York had, I didn't stay for Meek Mill, but New York had Burna, Lizzo, Shawn Mendes, Meek Mill, Coldplay. And then they had it in, I think, Paris or London. Like, it was in a few cities around the world.
I think J-Lo came out with LL Cool J, right?
J-Lo was up there. I don't know if she came out with LL.
Yeah, she
That's
did.
Possible, though.
Yeah.
That's right.
J-Lo and Burna did Citizens on Saturday and Governor's Ball Sunday?
Yep.
Wow.
Tight.
Shout out to Burna Boy. He was ripping, too. Anyway, so yeah, no, it was dope. It was real dope. But yeah, Global Citizen, fams. I don't know. I just feel like these big, what do they call them? These big fundraising, what do they call NGOs? And Global Citizen, the people that run it, they're nice people. But when you go to the events, it don't feel like it's touching the people who are affected. You know what I mean?
Well,
like you don't see the people who are affected at the event. It's a bunch of, like Laura put it, it's a bunch of suburban rich folks.
Well, listen, it already would have been like that, but I mean, 80% of black New Yorkers are not vaccinated.
Facts.
So just being realistic. So just being realistic, how are they going to be there?
No, but even besides that, the vaccination,
I know.
It's been like that. I've been to Global
Citizen
numerous times.
I agree, but you can't ignore that has to also, in addition to that, be a factor.
Mm-hmm. Well, today's the day.
Facts.
If you work for the city, you know, the school board is run by the city. Today's the day they telling everybody they got to be vaccinated, right, Shani?
Well, the schools put it on pause.
Again?
Another win for the teachers.
Again?
Again.
What happened now?
They pushed it back. I don't know. I saw the article over the weekend. Let me look for it real quick.
We'll get back to it. Oh, Let's get to Laura Never Loses, and we'll come back to that. All right. Give the schools an update. Give y'all a school vaccine teacher update.
Yeah, this is the deadline for the for medical workers.
Yeah, that's today.
Yeah.
So medical workers is today. Teachers got more time.
More time.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
But I'll find the article. We got Joanne on the line.
Joanne, good morning.
Joanna.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Joanna.
Sorry, I got out the tunnel.
Oh, no worries. Good morning to you. Justin's on the line, too. Justin, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing great.
Good. Thanks for joining us. Joanne, who you want to represent you in this game? And Laura, what are we giving away?
We got $100 Stop and Shop gift card this morning.
Yo, Stop and Shop coming through with the paper. Not really paper, but you get what I'm saying. Some money to buy some groceries. Get some food. All right, here we go. Joanne, you want Laura Stiles?
Of course.
I mean, why not? Shiny with the question. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right, here we go. Okay, Birdman asserted that who?
Ebro. Birdman asserted that.
3, 2, 1.
Drake.
Incorrect. Asserted that who has no versus competition?
Oh, he said that about Lil Wayne.
Oh, Lil Wayne.
That is correct. Drake was a good guess, though. Horseshoe Falls is the two falls that make up which famous landmark? Ebro.
Horseshoe Falls.
I'm going to go with Niagara Falls.
That is correct.
Okay.
Tie game. It was announced that Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian is going to host SNL.
SNL is correct this season. By population, which continent is the largest?
Ebro.
Laura?
The largest? I'm going to go with a continent. Asia.
Asia is correct.
That's right.
Kenneth Perry.
Ebro.
Sorry. Kenneth Petty.
Oh.
You still dropping?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is Nicki Minaj's husband. He's also nicknamed Zoo. And he's trying to avoid going on the sexual assault list.
All of that may be correct because I don't know if Zoo is his real nickname. However, incorrect. I'll finish the question. Kenneth Petty's sexual assault accuser appeared on what show?
Oh, on The Real.
On The Real. Laura wins.
Joanne, you got the gift card. $100 Stop and Shop gift card for you.
Woo!
Yeah, $100. I'll do something for you. Hang on one second.
Yes, it will.
Justin, we love you too. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, we've been talking about this and we've been seeing singer Kelly Price was missing for a while.
Yeah.
So I have some updates, but I'm still very confused about the situation. People are saying she was found, she was missing, and, you know, she was suffering, she was battling COVID. But I'll give you the details on what I know coming up in the Flash and Light Report.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Beep, 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 beep. Flashing lights.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles can put us on.
There was a lot of misinformation and rumors going around about singer Kelly Price that had been diagnosed with COVID and was battling COVID, but people were saying that she was missing. That she had been missing for a month. Her family members, her sister was saying that they couldn't get in contact with her. But according to TMZ late last night, they basically said that Kelly Price is found. She's with, she was MIA from family, but that's family that she didn't really talk to anyway.
Mm. Well, the other piece of this too is after she was released from the hospital back in July, she was released from the hospital, and they said she shouldn't have been released from the hospital. She wasn't well enough to be released from the hospital. They did a wellness check, and they didn't actually make contact. And then they started asking family, and nobody knew where she was. And yes, as Laura said, she's not really in contact with that family, but that was the family that was like on the documents to be checked with.
So according to TMZ, she said she isolated herself as she recovered from COVID, but was avoiding family who she says she doesn't routinely stay in touch with. But her battle with COVID was really serious. They're saying that she actually flatlined at one point and had to be brought back to life by doctors and staff. She was literally on her deathbed, but
there's audio in the system if you want it, Laura.
Let me see. Yeah, let's play it. But this is serious, man. Wow. And they're saying she's not at the woods yet. She's still recovering. Check this out, guys.
Called the ambulance. And so I had to go to the hospital. Well, I was discharged. The hospital needed beds. I was able to go home and go home with oxygen and have home health aides come check on me throughout the week, which is what happened for a period of 4 weeks after being released from the hospital. So people were definitely seeing me. The people that could actually say something are not allowed to because of HIPAA law. But I was being seen several times a week by home health aides after being released on oxygen. I actually just got my first clean COVID test probably exactly a week ago. So I have what is called long COVID. I am facing a very uphill battle right now. So I'm going to cry. I have a lot of rehabbing to do. I suffered a lot of internal damage. At some point, they lost me. I woke up some days later, a couple of days later, and the first thing I remember is the team of doctors standing around me and asking me if I knew what year it was.
Wait, when you say they lost you, can you clarify what that means?
Yeah, I died. And the next thing, it was some days later. I remember waking up in ICU and the doctor asking me if I remembered what year it was. I'm sorry, not what day, if I knew what year it was. Going into the hospital, I'd actually had COVID for over a week, but my conditions were progressing in the wrong direction from home.
Wow. You know, long COVID is a serious thing that a lot of people are battling with.
I'm just glad we found Kelly Price, or that she was not found, but at least spoke up over the weekend.
Yeah,
and was
yeah.
Didn't I start reading, though, like during the time, was this just because of too much speculation, but there was like weird stuff about the relationship she's in?
That did come up, that she got married last year and her new boyfriend wasn't allowing people to see. All that stuff came up. I don't know if that's legitimate info, but she was on whatever county that is in Georgia. She was on the missing persons. Like, they put her on there, and they still got to get her name off of there. That's how it started, is because her name was on a missing persons list.
So that begs the question of what's going on with her relationship and her family.
Well, yeah, because clearly she ain't communicating with a certain segment of people, and they think that she didn't give them the memo that I don't talk to y'all. So
well, right,
like, where's Kelly Price? And she's like, I don't talk to y'all.
That it could either be the way you just made it sound, Or it could be, well, she really did, but then she met some weird dude, and now she doesn't.
That could be, too.
That's what, you know.
Either way, it comes down to, I don't talk to y'all.
Yeah, true. And we're just glad she's found, and she's recovering.
Yeah, I'm just glad she's, man.
It's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:06, high of 81 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Who's getting the congratulations you played yourself? We got some names. We got some people. Keep it locked.
Ebro Laura Lindbergh. WQHD-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire,
fire. Good morning. Welcome to the program. It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Y'all woke up Sunday and I saw Blacks for Trump trending. And I was like, all right, here we go again.
What is going on?
It was all of these people appalled that there were some black dudes who wore t-shirts behind Donald Trump while he was doing some rally. I don't know where it was. And everybody was like, oh, that any black person that's supporting Donald Trump this. And while I agree, look, you must have very low standards, in my opinion, if you're going to willingly just jump up to be behind Donald Trump wearing a t-shirt at one of his rallies. I agree with that, for sure. You have sacrificed money for integrity. That's where I'm at with it. But can everybody stop acting surprised that there's black Republicans? We've been over that so many times on this program. Black people been voting Republican. There's tons of people who vote Republican. And don't forget, it was like to the tick of like 10 or 12% that black men voted for Donald Trump in the election.
Yeah, but let's be real. The crew that he hires to show up to these MAGA rallies, Ebro, do not look like the traditional black Republicans that we've been seeing for a very long time.
Hey, maybe there's a new crop, man. Stop trying to make black folks one-dimensional. That's all I'm really trying to say. And I want to remind people, there's some black men who love money over integrity. It exists. There's some black men who love guns. Some black men want to be powerful and elite like white men and have the same powerful social trajectory. There's black men who dislike the LGBTQ community. There's many black men who distrust the government and politicians. There's many black men who believe conspiracy theories. There's many black men who are anti-abortion. There's many black men who love telling women what to do with their bodies. This all lines up perfect. So I just want to say, if you're acting surprised, I got a button for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
All that big willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo, playing yourself, yo, playing yourself.
I don't play. Laura, what's on your list today?
This is so ridiculous. Just because, you know, people buy, when it comes to memorabilia, they buy the craziest things. But I, somebody bought Michael Jordan's used underwear for $3,000.
Oh, come on, son.
What?
Nah, man.
Like, what? Like, what are you going to do with this? And then it's like, the notes, it was like, it's clearly been used. Ew.
I had already drawn the line.
Can you just press the button right now, Shawnee? Because it's disgusting.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Why?
I had already drawn the line at the sweaty towels and headbands that they hand to the kids. Oh. Like, why are you letting your kid take some dude's sweaty headband after the game? Now y'all auctioning draws?
And by the way, 19 people put in bids for it. So people were, oh, I just, what are you going to, like, you're just going to put it in a glass case? Like, this is Michael Jordan's used underwear. Ew.
How about people
out here
got underwear?
If it's got skid marks, it's worth extra.
Oh, God.
How about people out here got that underwear fetish? And they're like, look, I got an underwear fetish anyway. I might as well get Jordan's draws.
Oh, it's so gross.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got up today, bro?
Well, I need to worry. Listen, you're going to give it to me, so that's fine. I'd like to give it to others. I jumped onto Twitter, and I said...
anytime somebody says, I jumped onto Twitter, they get a button. Anytime you jump, don't jump. You should walk in slow. Think about what you're doing.
I said, I'm vaccinated. I'm vaccinated, and I think it's the right thing to do. But I have to be honest. The outwardly screaming pro-vaccine crowd can be so judgmental and nasty that it really does no service to the cause. A little empathy goes a long way. Yo, the amount of judgmentalness and nastiness that I received from the same people that I was speaking to was... Yo, it can, I guess someone big... Someone with a lot of followers must have retweeted it because it went on and on and on. And, like, really, no one realized that what they were saying was exactly what I was suggesting. And,
no, they
just
don't give a damn.
My,
they just don't give a damn, bro.
Right. No
empathy.
And
listen, no empathy. And by the way, that's fine. If that's for you, go ahead, be unempathetic. And let me be clear, I didn't even say anti-vax people. At no point did I talk about people who are, quote, anti-vax. I'm talking about vaccine-hesitant people.
I'm not talking about people
who are going out to... Yeah, I'm not talking about people who are spreading misinformation to follow their own cause. I'm not talking about the screaming crazies on the other side. I'm talking about the people who are like, nah, man, I mistrust the government. I feel uncomfortable with it. I'm not sure. Because I have personally, in my own personal life, influenced several people who were hesitant to give it a shot. They weren't, you know, they hadn't made up their mind. They weren't sending me stats from websites that I didn't know. You know what I mean? These are people who were just concerned. And that's and if you want to play the role of screaming at people, okay, but we're not going to get any more people to take the vaccine that way. So you're not even helping your cause at all.
Max.
And it was just completely proved by the response I got to people. So either give me or give them.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
There's enough buttons to go around, man. You can have some, they can have some, everybody can have some.
I know a couple of people who got their first dose, so that's good.
Over the weekend?
Yeah, they decided to be like, I'm just going to go ahead and do this.
Well, yeah, because they probably got, it's getting to the point where you might lose your job.
Right, they can't take the pressure.
Yeah, it's
let
like,
just go
yo,
over
I got to
this
make
office
some calls
and,
I got to make some decisions here, B. I'm about to lose my
By the way, that's not necessarily a bad way to make the decision. Okay. If that's how you have to make the decision you got to make.
I mean, well, it's not the greatest way to make the decision either. The pressure of
But
like,
it's not necessarily the wrong decision.
Hey, guys, can we zero base this thing? COVID, period, is not the best way to make a decision.
Yep.
Life and death is not the best way to make a decision. Yep. None of this is good. I want to say it again. None of this has been good. Wearing the mask, people dying, having to take a vac, it's all bad. Every last piece of this has been terrible. People are traumatized permanently. I'm one of them. Like, trying to, like, decide to go to Global Citizen or take my daughter here or can we do this or go to a restaurant or, man, what?
Well,
having to show
sick.
Your vax card to just go get some food. All that, it's not good. Right. None of it is good.
It's crazy.
None of this is good. And nobody likes any of it. Even the people who are pro-vax. I didn't like it. I don't like it. None of it. So if you're out here and you're like, yo, but I don't like it. Nobody does. Nobody. And we all get one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
According to AP News, it says here, federal judge delays vaccine mandate for New York City teachers. We talked about this with teachers last week. We had some people call in. What we know today is that there's some review taking place. It's only temporary. Remember, today, September 27th, was the day school employees would have to get at least the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccination, according to Mayor Bill de Blasio. It's the first no-test option vaccination mandate for a board of group of city workers in the nation's most populous city. As of Friday, 82% of department employees have been vaccinated, including 88% of teachers. Even though most school workers have been vaccinated, unions representing New York City principals and teachers warned that could still leave the 1 million student school system short as many as 10,000 teachers, along with other staffers. So while this whole pause goes on, this injunction goes on, and they review, it was supposed to happen over the weekend. Maybe the review was done. Maybe it happens this week. I'm getting some unclear information. It looks like there might be 10,000 jobs available if these. It comes down to 10,000 people. When you start hearing 88% of people have already got it done in the area you work in, they are not going to make a loophole for you. They're going to start finding other people. Quick. You've been outnumbered. This is a public service announcement. It's not good for you if you still don't want to get vaccinated. Once again, as of Friday, 82% of department employees have been vaccinated, including 88% of teachers. So remember the other, what was the other, the quote that Biden had the other week when he was like, look, we've been patient. We've been waiting for y'all. Patience is up. I don't think this gets better as we get into the winter season, as we get into November, December.
No, evidence suggests, based on what I saw on Twitter this weekend, Ebro, that a lot of people feel like Joe Biden does or stronger. Their patience has completely run out. And I get it. By the way, just like I'm trying to show empathy for people who are hesitant, I'm also empathetic to those whose patience have run out. I get it. It's a disaster and could get worse, Ebro, if they stick with these mandates through all these different businesses. We're going to see soon.
We going to see soon.
Y'all want to see.
Ebro loves to see.
I love seeing what happens, man.
Yeah, I want to see what's going to happen. You know, I commend the people who are trying to stick to, you know, their internal beliefs. I know the pressure is real and the roof is on the line. But, you know, if you can hold tight, man, and that's your thing.
I know some people who tried to use the religious loophole.
Religious exemption. A lot of teachers got denied the religious exemption.
And I asked, have you ever used this before? Is there any documentation?
There was no reason to use it before.
A holiday?
Yeah, well, there's been many, there's other vaccines too. Because the thing is, Shawnee, you can't just all of a sudden be like, oh my God, you know, I'm religious.
There's
I'm
other vaccines, man. People been getting vaccines.
And then it happened to Kyrie this weekend.
Oh, Kyrie got put out the game, right?
The Brooklyn Nets said, NBA denied his religious
exemption.
His religious exemption.
That's going to become a whole different movie too. But Shawnee, I would say one thing to you.
The Knicks are fully vaccinated. The entire Knicks team is fully vaccinated and headed to working out. There's a couple of players like Kyrie that are like, yo, religious exemption. And they're like, yo, but what about the other vaccines that you already took?
Those were the other ones.
No. The way the religious exemption works is it's...
I understand.
You can't just have it for one vaccine.
For everything.
You're either...
You had to have had it from the beginning.
Yeah. Right. Like, if you're saying my religion doesn't allow me to get vaccines, then... You don't get like...
Right. Then it's
my religion's against COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But no.
But you just got to it, Ebro. You just got to it. That is some people's religion. And Shawnee, I would say this. You said earlier, you were like, hey, you said something about wanting to give credit to those who stick with their beliefs. I would just say this. You should also give credit to those who had their beliefs, got new information, and made a reasonable decision to change their mind.
Yeah,
that's also something worth commending.
100%. I am pro people making a choice for their body. So if that's the decision that you made, you know, props to you. You know what I'm saying? You dug in, you figured it out, and this is what you want to do for yourself and your family. Great. And I think that decision should be left to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Make the decision that is best for your body. They're not giving you that freedom. And they're not taking liability for the consequence.
Now, some are. New York City, remember, New York City doesn't have a school board.
Right.
Right. New York City, the mayor makes the decision. If I understand it correctly. But like, if you live in Yonkers, if you live in Mount Vernon, if you live in Jersey City, if you live in wherever USA, you may have a school board in the union. They may not be making those same mandates. Right. Remember, this is a New York City thing because the structure, the way it was explained to me, the structure of this school system, it can be brought down from the mayor, I believe. So there are places where they're not doing this. So let's not make it sound like it's everywhere.
True.
Because it's not everywhere. And if you work at a place that is doing this, you should be actively looking for a new place that's not doing this if you don't want to get the vaccine. Right now.
The pressure's on.
Like yesterday. Like last month. Like real fast.
And that could end up being the Kyrie situation with the Nets. They could end up saying if he's not willing to play any home.
We lost your connect. It could happen.
And it may not be the job for you if you truly want to stand by this.
Right, because Barclay Center, where the Nets play, you got to be vaccinated to be in that building because that's a New York City thing.
That's right.
So all the home games, Kyrie might be like, look, I can't play at the Barclay. I'll see y'all on the road. Which would be great for load management. He'd only have to play 40 games. He'd be fresh when it was time for the playoffs.
Coming in hitting.
By the time the playoffs come, nobody's tripping on vaccines anymore, and we Gucci. Like, we don't know. We don't know. Go ahead, Cass. 197 minutes commercial free. Good morning, everybody.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire,
fire, fire. Yo, man. Yo, dads, it happened for me. Dads, this is for all the dads. It happened for me.
It happened for me.
I'm walking, me and my daughter's walking. We holding hands. I don't know what we's talking about. Walking back to the crib. And she was like, Dad, when I get older, I want to marry a guy just like you.
Yo, I had that combo.
See, when it happens, right?
Yeah.
I want to marry a guy just like you. Fun and funny and strong. Mm-hmm. You're the best, Dad.
Yeah, my daughter was, let me see. That's she was sweet. Like eight?
Yeah.
When she hit me with that?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I like a guy in school. He's dark skinned just like you, Daddy.
Aww.
I was like, who is this kid?
Who is he?
Let me talk to him. Talk to this little nigga.
Yo, so dads, hopefully you get that moment, dads.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's that moment. You're like, oh. I was like, that's so nice. I love you so much. That was so nice. But you know, that's what else you doing it for?
Yeah. That's why you really got to be like, you know, it's not even really what you say in terms of the type of people that she has to choose. You know, she's going to emulate her choices behind what she sees in you.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So you can't the whole do as I say, not as I do.
Nah,
that doesn't work.
Like that.
The children are just like watching that. Our actions.
Well, it's also,
and
they're
choosing
also,
based on it.
Right, and but it's also what's being instilled when you spend time with your kid is there's a level of comfort, right? There's a level of familiarity now. Mm-hmm. And so that same familiarity is being, you know, is being programmed hopefully into your child. And so they meet somebody that has a similar familiarity and it makes them comfortable and want to spend more time with that person.
Yeah.
So hopefully you're not getting them familiar with toxicity.
Right.
Of which then they meet somebody who's super toxic and crazy, and they're like, ah, this feels just like home.
Well, that's his. You don't know which traits they're going to pick up on.
Right.
That are like you. You know what I'm saying? Because, Ebro, there are versions of you that don't have the other parts of you, but have certain parts that you would be like, I don't like this cat at all.
Exactly.
Facts.
Exactly.
He just showed up all big and quiet, not talking to anyone. You'd be like, you better talk when you walk in my house.
Right.
He's like, I'm looking at you because you're looking at me.
Exactly.
Ryan, what you going to do? What
is he trying to do? You get dragged up out for that one. You get dragged out the crib. No, luckily I have this show as an outlet. So the behavior I exhibit on this program, I never have to exhibit at home.
There you go.
I put it out. All my debaucherous ways go across this program, these airwaves. I get paid for it. I ain't got to do it at the crib. I have an outlet. Yo, call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is in the building.
It's DJ John.
What's up, John?
Yo, I'm feeling amazing. Not really.
What's going on with them Yankees, man? What we doing?
We swept, baby. We sent Boston packing up back home. Because now we know, I think we're a game and a half.
Baby.
Yeah, man, we're feeling good. Shout out to John.
So, Rosenberg, ESPN's on Rosenberg's here. What does this mean for Yankees faithful right now?
I mean, listen, they're locked into that wild card spot.
Yep.
They're in business, baby. Giancarlo Stanton raking, baby. Aaron Judge, Bash Brothers 2.0, minus the steroids, baby.
Damn. I heard it was a grand slam situation that took place.
Yeah, Saturday.
Nice. I love it. Love to hear it. John, what are you giving to people today when they call in and are easily, handily, smarter than you?
Oh, one music... Africa Fest. It's going down October 1st.
One Africa Music Fest, man. Jeez. No, say you mixed the words up.
What is that? Yeah.
Shout out
one
to
Africa. Music Africa Fest.
Yeah. No, I did it. Did I?
Yes.
I don't remember.
You did.
I need my coffee. Oh, man. I have a headache. I'm trying.
All right.
Trying.
But yeah, you called made so many excuses. I have a headache.
All in one shot. Yeah, listen, it's going down at the Ford Amphitheater in Brooklyn, Coney Island. So get your tickets now at Eventbrite or at Ticketmaster.com, baby.
Okay.
I have a headache. I need coffee. I'm tired. The weather's bad. The Yankees won. The Yankees lost. The Giants lost. I don't know.
Yo, speaking of losses, did I see the Jets weren't able to put up any points again this
weekend? That's right, Ebro. That was a shutout against Denver.
Come on, man. Come on.
It's not good, man.
And are my Raiders 3-0?
They are, man. Raiders came back and beat Miami yesterday. Didn't cover the damn 3.5 points, but whatever. They did win.
And what happened with the Washington football team?
Our defense still looks like garbage, and we played against a team that if you have garbage defense, let me tell you something. Shout out to all our local Buffalo Bills fans. We do have a lot of local Buffalo Bills fans, and they got in our ass last night, yesterday. It was...
Hey, yo.
Yo. We got smoked. Smoked. So...
Who's on the line, Shawnee Culture? What you got?
We got Zeta.
Yo, are the Giants winning football games?
No. They're 0-3.
Yep.
Oh. Yo.
Here we go.
No.
Wait, John. Wait. Who are you laughing at? What's your team?
Cowboys.
How they doing?
They play tonight.
Play tonight.
What's the? Are they winning? Do they win games?
I don't know. I think they're 0-2. So.
No. They're 1-1.
Oh, all right. So it's cool.
Aren't they?
I don't know. I'm going 0-2.
Yeah, they beat the Chargers and they lost week one to the Bucks. I think they're 1-1 and they host Philly tonight.
Shawnee Culture, who we got online, man?
Zeta.
Zeta.
Yes.
Good morning to you, Zeta. We got a question. Answer super fast. We just chilling, having a cool Monday. The sun's shining. Laura Stiles got a question for you, Zeta. So you could be at One Africa Music Fest, Ford Amphitheater, Brooklyn.
All right, guys. Today is morning show host day.
Oh, what? What's that
mean? Yes, morning That's show host day. Yeah, it's a thing. So, Zeta, can you tell us?
I know it was National Daughter Day on Saturday.
It was.
I knew that.
All right, can you tell us, what is Rosenberg's first name?
Peter.
There you go.
Yeah, Zeta. Thank you. Thank you, Zeta.
You didn't
call me Paul.
Shut up, Kaz.
That's a hard one, man.
That is hard. Yo.
I just know if it's Rosenberg.
Yo, I swear to God, 75% of our audience was sat going, what is Rosenberg's first name?
DJ John, every morning show has a producer. What is our producer Griff's sister's name?
Oh, this is going to cause some problems.
Well, he never told me his sister's name.
You just said Jan?
He talks about his sister all the time.
Her name is Kimberly.
Damn it. I knew it was Kimberly.
Come on, man.
Jan? What is this? A Brady Bunch?
Where did with Janet.
Jan from?
I was gonna say Janet. But Jan sound more popular. Sorry, Griff. Sorry,
Griff. Zeta, you getting tickets.
Yes!
Yeah!
Congrats, Zeta!
Shout out to Africa.
Ooh. One Africa Music Fest is going down. Hang on, Zeta. We got to get some info. We might as well do Laura Stiles. Pause. Flashing lights. Let's get it.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So J. Cole's, the off-season tour has officially begun. And he touched down their first date in Miami on Friday. So 21 Savage is also part of that. But, you know, he, over the weekend, he had some legal issues connected to, like, a warrant from 2019, remember, because of his citizenship. But he ended up
getting released. So what happened? He didn't get to perform?
No, he got released last minute, and the show went on. But both Future and Drake made their way on stage, and Drake had some words for J. Cole.
I gotta say this just because, you know, I don't always want to have, like, a heartfelt moment when we're on stage together. You know, you did that Pipe Down freestyle the other day, right? And you were saying in the freestyle about, you know, they handed you the bronze and whatever, whatever, me and Kendrick. I just want you to understand something. You are genuinely, without a doubt, one of the greatest rappers to ever touch a mic in this lifetime. And I want to let you know, it's way too many people in the world that think and know that J. Cole is at top on the pole position. So don't ever sleep. I love you with all my heart. You're my brother, one of my favorite artists, and I always appreciate you having me out here for real. I just want to say that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's nice.
Beautiful.
That's dope.
I love that.
Let's play some J. Cole. Where's that J. Cole Joyner Lucas record? Is that in the system? Because that joint's fire.
Yeah.
J. Cole, some things on that record that a lot of dudes need to hear. It's very important for your ego to be squashed by J. Cole in this record. Joyner Lucas.
In other news, Nas received his own day and the key to Queens.
Oh, say word.
Yeah, in honor, you know, he did the concert last week for City Harvest to raise money for food for people who are in need. So that went down last week, and he was honored with his very own day and the key to the city of Queens, New York. That's
fine. Shout to DJ Cassidy, who was on that the food bank thing that they did over in Queens, too. They raised $2 million.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's amazing. There's a lot of people right now. Food shortage is a thing. And too bad that we saw online NYPD throwing away produce, fresh produce from street vendors.
Some amazing looking
produce.
We're
going to talk about that coming up.
Kiss me
Laura
off so
Stiles.
Bad. Ugh.
Were we able to locate the woman who got her fruit taken away and destroyed? Were we able to locate this woman?
I got a contact for the organization that's attempting to help her out right now. So I'll give you details on that, but...
Yeah, so, and if you live in the Bronx and you know this, you saw this video going viral over the weekend, if you can give us a call, we're trying to locate this woman. They said she didn't have the proper permits and literally were throwing all of her fresh produce that she was a street vendor, throwing it in the back of a garbage truck and just destroying great food.
It was crazy.
It's insane. By the way, the Bronx is one of the cities that has the, one of the boroughs who has some of the most food deserts.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means that you can't get fresh produce, like good quality fresh produce.
Right, and it's crates and crates of just dumping into the back of a big garbage truck. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're gonna buy. I wanted to buy that woman all her produce back. Just go buy some more and get her permits right.
We'll just work on it. That's your flash and lights report. The time is 8 a.m. High of 81 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
On the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flash and the light. And the rest that's gonna put us on.
You want this, J. Cole?
You got it?
I got that.
Run that, son. WQHT, New York City. Ebro Law Rosenberg. J. Cole, Joyner Lucas.
Sorry.
Somebody somewhere needs to hear this.
I broke your heart, huh? You knew I was a from the start, huh? You should have listened when it said I was a dog.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red.
Redman, Lord Tariq, and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Laura Stiles, we've been trying to track down this viral video and the woman who got her fruit confiscated and destroyed by the city over the weekend. Everybody's appalled, including us, and we want to at least try to buy this woman her produce back or try to match the funds that she lost from getting her produce taken by the city. I'm told this happens all the time, but who did you locate?
So right now on the line, we have Karina Gutierrez, who is part of the Street Vendor Project. I found them on Instagram. And Karina can give you a little bit more information about what went down and how we can help.
Hey, good morning, Karina.
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
No, no problem. So this woman in the Bronx that they took her fruit and basically destroyed it. And literally all of us are like, why would you take great food and just destroy it? It makes no sense. But maybe you could give us some insight in what this is all about.
Yeah, so what happened the other day, right? I think everybody saw this. The video went viral of a street vendor named Diana, who's been holding down this corner in the Bronx for 5 years, right? Selling fresh fruits and vegetables in an area where there's not that much access to fresh fruits and vegetables, right? We're in the middle of the pandemic, right? People are hungry and they're starving. Nothing has changed about that in the last 18 months, right? And what happened was she's out there selling, and she doesn't have a permit to sell fruits and vegetables. That's not by choice, right? There's a cap on the number of permits available to street vendors, which makes it so even though Diana has tried to get one, she's been unable to because the city
right,
says
they don't,
we
they don't
want
give
to
these
legalize
permits
it
out anymore.
Mm-hmm. So she's tried and she couldn't get one. But that, you know, she still has to support her family.
Of course.
And she's still providing a public service, right? She's still making sure that corner has fresh fruits and vegetables. But what happened the other day, unfortunately, is completely legal, right? Until laws are changed, the Department of Sanitation can come out and confiscate her goods because she doesn't have a permit. And that's insane, and that is completely unfair and unjust.
So I have a question. So if she's been out on this corner for 5 years, that means there's days where they don't confiscate and they leave her alone, clearly, if she keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she, you know, you can see from the videos, right? There's community members who are coming around to tell them to leave, to tell the Department of Sanitation, to tell the cops to leave, because she's a part of the community. And they value her and they cherish her. And actually what you don't see on the video is after about 10 minutes, the crowd was so loud and so in support of her that the cops and the Department of Sanitation actually left. And the vendor said, you know what, I thank you for your support. And she gave away the rest of the fruits and vegetables to the people who supported her.
Wow.
That's incredible.
So why do they decide to have these moments?
So her name is Diana. She's a single mom. She's originally from Mexico, and she, you know, she has three kids that she supports. She has a 5-month-old child who was just born, who she's supporting too through this work, right? And so we don't know why they decided to come out and do it on this particular day. You would think, actually, what the city should do is see, wow, there's this woman who is an entrepreneur, who started a business, who has employees who are working with her. Let's find a way to support her. But instead, this is how she's treated.
Are there, now let me ask you this on just on a business side. Are there any other businesses in that on that block or in that area selling fresh produce? Or was she the only outlet for that?
She's the only outlet right there. There's some folks who are selling, there's other vendors near her who are selling, you know, fresh foods, delicious drinks, and they're out there creating commerce, right?
My point is she's not infringing on anyone else's business by selling fresh
fruit. No, she's outside of a bank. Mm-mm.
How can we help her? How can we help?
Yes. So, you know, she lost about $10,000 that day. And so we have a GoFundMe on our Instagram page at Street Vendor Project. So you can go to that GoFundMe. And that was actually created by city workers. City Workers for Justice, who said it's not right what happened and we want to support her.
And what's the that Instagram one can, more time?
It's Street Vendor Project.
Street Vendor Project. Boom.
And the second thing that folks can do, right? Because what happened is legal until we change the laws to make them right. Folks can call their state legislators, their state assembly member, the state senator, and tell them to pass the Street Vendor Legalization Act, S-1175, in the state senate, and A-5081 in the assembly. And we need this to happen now, right? So this doesn't happen to any other vendor.
All right, we're on it. I'm going to make my donation right now. So do I donate? I donate to the Street Vendor Project?
So you donate to a GoFundMe. If you go to our link tree, there's a GoFundMe for her.
Boom.
Nice. Nice. And do we know specifically that she, or if she attempts to go back out there today, first of all, is she going to? Will they try to harass her again? Like, what is it that makes them decide today's the day we're going to go for her?
You know what? The thing is, her incident, she's not the only person this has happened to, right? It's the only one that got filmed and went viral. So this happens every day across the city. There is a long history of abuse of street vendors from the city. So what we need is legislative change, so that this isn't legal, what happened. And that vendors like Diana can go out and work in safety. And I also really want to highlight, right, this is community members, neighbors who came out and saw what was happening and made it stop. And
people
so that's the power that everyone here
live in
can
this,
do.
People who live in a specific community, whether they rent or own buildings, should have say-so on whom they want selling products on their block and on their street. And if that community likes this woman being there, they should be able to, they should have that power to be able to say that for sure.
Mm-hmm. She's there providing a service. She's their neighbor. She lives right there too, right? And so that outpouring of support was because she's loved.
Thank you so much for giving us this info.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate
very much.
Well, thank and you so much for highlighting her.
No problem. At Street Vendor Project.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Street Vendor Project. Follow them on IG. Boom. Thank you so much. We're going to keep in touch.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg. You dig?
It's guru time.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro. Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Guru Laura at gmail.com.
Yes, yes, yes.
The squad
yes.
unites to prepare, to uplift, to
that's
heal.
Right, that's right.
Shani Coulter burns the sage. Rosenberg.
Cleansing the energy.
We did some breathing exercises, my G.
I'm here to save lives, lives.
Well, listen, I have no time for breathing exercises because we have a very full email today, and I have a limited time before Ebro starts complaining.
Okay.
Because it is long, but it is compelling.
TheGuruLaura
at gmail.com. Send us your emails right now. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. Laura, real life long term marriages sometimes require a long email. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Hey, gurus, love the show. Appreciate your perspectives. I'm a 50 year old, still attractive woman, married for 25 years with two kids in their 20s. My husband and I have had a platonic relationship. Yes, no sex or physical intimacy for the last 15 years.
Okay.
The problem started when we got married and worsened when we had kids. He had little interest in sex, and when we did do it, it wasn't good like it was before the marriage. There were also a lot of issues with him and alcohol. Okay, drunk driving, one arrest, right. Once with our kids in the car. Embarrassing himself at events, bedwetting, being condescending to me when drunk. A pattern developed, there'd be an incident, I'd be mad, he'd be sorry, then I'd forgive him, and things would get better until there was another incident. We went to counseling a couple of times over the years. with different counselors, but he always found excuses to stop. His first counselor questioned his sexuality, which angered him, but was a fair question in my opinion. I never had reason to suspect he cheated, but booze and his friends seemed like his mistress over the years. Second therapist said he had anxiety and the Madonna whore complex, which is when a man has trouble seeing his woman as sexy after she becomes a wife and a mother. This hurt me, but it made sense. We tried to follow her advice, but it was a hard thing to work through and eventually kind of hit a dead end. Then we got busy raising kids, financial struggles, etc. And here we go. 6 years ago, a guy I work with who is 20 years younger than me asked me out. He knew my story, and we've never been exclusive, but we did develop a friends with benefits kind of relationship ever since. We've gone through stages of wanting more, me cutting it off, him cutting it off. The age difference is also an issue. But in the end, we always circle back around to each other. It's definitely a love without responsibility is amazing kind of relationship.
Facts.
But we both recognize and accept it for what it is. This relationship has certainly been helpful for my stress and depression issues.
True.
Having him also makes it easier to stay in the marriage, which makes sense because of the kids and for financial reasons. I feel guilty at times because my husband and I never agreed to an open marriage, and he'd definitely be angry if he found out, but I just can't completely walk away from the marriage or the affair. Over the past year, though, my guilt and confusion have grown. If money were no object, I would get my own apartment and I'd start dating, but money is an issue. Then she goes through to say that recently they sold the house and talks about sort of the debt, money, and all the things that make it more complicated, how they have close relationships with each other's families, mutual friends, etc. Guys, to make a long story short, she wants to move out. Mm-hmm. She really would like to be on her own and get to date because she thinks this relationship with no physical intimacy or emotional intimacy is terrible. But he says, I'm okay with our marriage. So if you want to break up with me and hurt the whole family, you can do that. But, like, I'm okay with where it is.
Right.
So she asked the question, should she settle or look for love?
Should she settle or look for love?
Thank you. Burn it down.
Oh, we know what. All right, Cass. Cass has spoken. That's thank you, Cass.
Thank you. Flames were necessary in this one.
Settle? What are you talking
about? I'll jump in since everyone's being slow. I'll just get mine out of the way quickly. This sounds incredibly complicated, but the truth is your kids are grown up. They're in their 20s.
Facts.
They're not 12 years old. I think there's probably ways. You seem like a competent person. You have a job to figure out the finances of it all. But to go on forever, you're only 50, okay? You're not 75. You're 50. You have a lot of life left to live. I'm sorry. I think this thing has run its course. Y'all will always know each other. You already have a platonic relationship anyway, so you'll get through it. You'll be able to be friends and have your kids. But I think you need to woman up, get out, get on, and get something. Yikes. That's my advice.
I am with you 100%. Yeah. Kids are grown. Like, there's really nothing there.
Yeah, she only staying because she don't have no bread.
That's it. But I feel like you can get downsized and get stuff you can afford, but you need to move on with your life because you're not happy. And how are you going to live the rest of your life unhappy, wishing you shoulda, woulda, coulda?
And living this double life and all that, just bounce.
You're going to have to.
Get your money. Stop living off your dude because you ain't really feeling it anyway. And figure it out.
And just be honest with him, too, so he can move on with his life as well.
Yeah, and get back out here in this dating world, and that way you'll find out if you really still are an attractive 50-year-old.
Right. Because the young boy, 20 years younger, he just in it for the goods, you know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe that's what she wants, too. Maybe she doesn't want to jump into another relationship. Maybe she just wants to...
You know, when you get back out here, you're going to find out if you're really attractive or not. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. And you can get your swag back together. It can happen for you.
Stop long-talking us.
Especially get long emails now.
You know you're not supposed to be in this damn thing. You just wanted to write an email, and I'm glad you got it out on paper.
Yeah, get it off your chest. Let it go.
It's going to be hard, though. 25 years is a long time. It's definitely going to be hard, but this doesn't make sense. Yeah. It's got to come out either way.
It ain't going to be that hard because she ain't been getting that hard. You feel what I'm saying?
Thank you, bro, for your contributions today.
So say the gurus.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
Yo, dudes don't even know. So many dudes have that. What was it called in the email, Rosenberg?
It's the Madonna whore complex.
The Madonna whore
complex. When your lady have a baby, and she becomes the mother of your children, and you can't wrap your brain around slutting it out like you used to, because you're thinking about the kids, and now she's a mom, and that's my children's mother, and then y'all start having problems because you don't communicate well, and you don't, and as a man, you don't know how to communicate what you're going through. That's where therapy comes in, fellas, because you don't know how to communicate the fact that, just like a woman has to figure out how to be done.
How to communicate
woman in
what
bed
you ain't feeling.
And be a wife, and she's got to be a mom, and she's got to be a working woman. She's got to be all these different versions of herself. The same thing happens with men. You got to be so many different versions of yourself. You got to be a dad, and you got to be a husband, and you also got to be the boyfriend who wants to have take your girl out on dates, and you got to be able to be all these different people. But dudes don't talk to their friends about this stuff. Dudes don't go to therapy and read articles, and they ain't magazines. The girls got magazines and TV shows, and they got and Yala Van Zandt, and they got this show and that show. Dudes don't have all of that. And so y'all don't communicate. You got to learn to communicate. I was just fortunate enough that I got older family. So I was able to hear about this thing that dudes go through.
Yeah. That's why we got that segment, Yes King, Yes.
Yeah.
Because dudes don't know how to get it out the system.
They don't know how to get it out, and they don't know who to talk to, and then they want to act tough. You want to go to a therapist and act tough.
Well, I mean, you know, because we got to be empathetic towards the women who've just had our child, and she's not feeling up to par, and she may be dressing a certain way around the house. How do you communicate that?
Yo, you know what I'm saying? All these incredibly complicated issues.
You don't say nothing.
See, and nobody tells you that part. When you got to just be quiet. For 2 years, you just sitting there like, nah, you look great. Everything's cool.
When that baby first come, you just say, you beautiful. Let's go out on a date. And when you ask them to go out on a date and you get like a sitter or whatever, and that may not happen for the first year, 18 months, you got to make that, babe, I want to take you out. And then she's going to get dressed up. And she gonna feel good, and then you gonna feel good, and y'all gonna maybe go out for a two-step. That's how you start to get your rhythm back. If your rhythm is off, you gotta date your lady, fellas. Ask your lady out on a date
in 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's sooner than that. But by the way, you realize how crazy it is that you just said all the different places women have to go, and you know what we have. Black guys have Joe Budden and white guys have Joe Rogan. That's what
they
got.
That's it.
That's all you got? Damn.
Yo, man. See, bro, Laura Rosenberg on the way. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what up?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, guys, I have an update on Michael K. Williams' death. Some important information and something also beautiful that just happened in Brooklyn. So I'll give you details coming up next.
Cast 197 minutes, commercial free. Happy Monday, everybody.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and my boy Rosenberg. Wake up!
Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Cash One. Yo, Cash, you think everybody knows what that sample is right there?
I don't know. Probably not.
Do you know
I don't
what
know
that
if
sample
I do.
Is?
You're always on my mind. I don't know the actual record. Hold on, let me think.
SWV, You're Always on My
That's
Mind.
That's what it was. Here we go. I knew it.
Shout out to my boy Brian Morgan on the vocals and the production and the songwriting and the vocal arrangements. Y'all was literally in the studio when this record was made.
That's damn, you're old. That is old.
That's crazy. Yo, Coco, what's going on? She out somewhere in Brooklyn right now.
Hey.
That's my boy Brian singing right there. We always talk about. That's the guy Tyler, the Creator, was talking about when he was up here. And how do I know Brian Morgan? Because I was in Tomorrow's Answer, and we was trying to get him to produce the record for us before he had all these hits. Questions.
Now, how's the sample, what they sample sound like?
This one, right?
The beginning of that song?
They took that section. You know what I mean? Good morning, everybody. Let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Put us on.
Now, Michael K. Williams' his death has been ruled an accidental OD involving fentanyl. So he died of a fatal drug overdose, according to the chief medical examiner in New York City. His cause of death was acute intoxication by fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine. And his death has been ruled an accidental. But what's so important is that we talk about the fentanyl that's been going around and killing so many people.
Is anybody keeping track of all of these fentanyl deaths? With celebrities.
It's not only celebrities.
And regular folks. That's just the celebrities I'm talking about. Imagine if that's happening to celebrities. Imagine what's happening to regular people out here.
Yeah.
All the deaths that don't get, you know, the coverage. But I know that, especially with, like, young folks that are experimenting with drugs, it's happening a lot. And young people, too. It's really, really sad. They're going as far as, you know, Ibra, in certain festivals, there's organizations that are offering kits to test your drugs.
Yeah, they've been having that for a while. Because they have that at, like, the electric circuses and all of these EDM festivals.
If people are going to do it anyway, at least they're trying to make sure they're as safe as possible, even though you're never really safe when you're taking drugs because you never know where these things come from.
Yeah.
So I got a question. Everybody knows that this fentanyl will kill you and it's being put in drugs. So, like, going back to the Mac Miller incident, the people that sold him the drugs end up going to jail for homicide or something, right?
I believe so. Rosenberg, do you remember? Because I think I saw that they were after the drug dealers, just like they're doing with Michael K. Williams. They're trying to find the people who sold them the drugs. But I believe in the Mac Miller case, they ended up finding the drug dealers because they're trying to get to the root of the problem.
Because now y'all just straight killing people. Y'all selling people drugs that's killing them.
Right. I mean, it's really unfortunate to even hear. You know, I say often, check on your friends. Check on your friends because, you know, my brother Mike, he lived by himself.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times the people with the brightest smiles, you know, have the, they carry the deepest pain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, there was a lot of, sometimes loneliness and isolation. You know, you never know. 2020 was real heavy for a lot of people. So, sometimes people seek out external methods of soothing the pain, you know, so I think it's real important that we check on our friends.
Yeah.
And yesterday there was a lot of, you know, his friends and family came out yesterday to Fort Greene, where he had a mural that was put up. And, you know, it carried a beautiful smile because his energy was always up. But at the same time, we don't know what happens, you know, when people are alone and what they're really suffering from. But next to his smile, there's a quote. Do me a favor. Don't be like me. Be better than me. Stand on the shoulders, on these shoulders, and take it higher, you know. So, you know, a lot of DJs came out and they played house music. Yeah. People danced.
It was beautiful.
Celebrated his life.
It was beautiful. It's a beautiful mural, too, just to remind you of all the greatness gave to us, all the gifts that he gave to us.
So if you go to Fort Greene around, I think it's South Portland, you'll be able to see his smile there all the time.
Yeah, it's a flashing light report. The time is 8:59, a high of 81 degrees. Alternate set parking rules are in effect.
On the flash light, light,
I know you're ready for the flashing light. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Wake up.
Break the ass up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Right here.
Hot 97.
The number one station for hip hop.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.